is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. Welcome. Here's the telephone number so you can answer the question we ask you every single moment of What's on Your Mind on your radio, live from Cape Fire 550, the voice of the Northern Plains. Here's Mark Mandan, AM 1100, the flag, Fargo Moorhead, KCJB 910 AM in Minot. KTGO 1090 radio, the flag and the booming Bakken, along with KLTC in Dickinson as well. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to tell us what's on your mind. Is it a school bus driver fired for leading students in prayer down in the Twin Cities? Is it North Dakota's population up but food stamp use down to a three-year low? What's your takeaway from that stat? Is it being a little chagrined of being left at the altar looking for a deer tag this year? And by the way, we didn't spend a lot of time on this, but I wonder if, folks were aware that the legislature, because of concerns from the motoring public about deer population, played a role in deer, licenses being down. This we didn't, as I mentioned, I brought this up to visit with Randy about it. Randy, who we, by the way, very much appreciate all the calls and the commentary. Always fun to have the folks from North Dakota Game and Fish on, and Randy Crowell does a nice job, heads the Wildlife Division for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. And he talked about, obviously, the winters, the tough winters are a big reason why the deer population is down. But Game and Fish also was given a directive by the state legislature to reduce deer numbers. And this story that Brad Dockin wrote in the it was a Grand Forks Herald, but went to all the forum newspapers, said this past summer, Crowell wrote a letter to a disappointed hunter who was lamenting the decline in deer numbers. In the letter, Crowell wrote that no hunter stepped up during the 2011 legislative hearings to support keeping deer populations high. Here's the quote from the letter. The hearings were brutal and very critical of the department, and not a single hunter stood up to say they wanted to maintain deer hunting levels they'd enjoyed in previous years. Thus, the legislature was very clear on their direction on how we should handle deer management in the future. This year, that means 44,000 hunters didn't draw deer tags. Now, I think the lesson here is hunters be heard, right? I mean, maybe folks that are not hunters are sitting there saying, there's too many deer, and obviously there is a balance here. I don't want to suggest that you just let it go wild, but, I mean, Mother Nature played a role, but also the management politically was dictated because people complained there were too many deer. So hunters, you got to let your voice be heard here is my answer. What's yours, Steve?
Well, I do have that answer for Lance's question that called in and asking about the rifle and bow being in the same stand. The answer from Game and Fish is if you're trying to fill your gun tag, yes, you can have your bow in the stand. That's okay. If you're trying to fill your bow tag, you cannot have your rifle or gun in the stand. Then that is not okay. So if you're trying to fill your gun tag, it's okay to have your bow in the stand. If you're trying to fill your bow tag, not okay to have a gun in the stand. So that clarifying that question that Lance raised for Randy Crowell from Game and Fish. From a legislative standpoint, we don't like seeing deer accidents. Eddie called in earlier asking about the deer accidents as well, and he was told that no longer needed a report, which brings up some insurance issues. But insurance industry looks at those numbers. They look at deer collisions when they're making their assessment and setting premiums for a state. If you're out of balance and you have too large a deer population, especially in a rural state where there's a lot of driving, that tends to increase the number of accidents. Those numbers needed to come down. We did have a high rate of deer vehicle accidents in the state of North Dakota.
But so have we overcorrected? I mean, Mother Nature added to it, no question about it.
Like Randy said, you can't look in the crystal ball and go, oh, well, we've got three or four bad winters coming up, so we should put this plan on hold. You can manage what you've got in front of you right now. Do they take the numbers down too low? No, they'll rebound. It'll take a little bit of creative management, but the numbers needed to come down.
My only concern here is, I mean, when he's talking about hearings being very direct, very brutal. I mean, that was his terms. The hearings were brutal and very critical of the department, and not a single hunter stood up to say they wanted to maintain deer hunting levels at the where they've been the previous years. I just think this means, you know, add your voice in. So there is some balance there. I think what was missing there is some folks saying, oh, quite honestly, this is part of our heritage, and we, you know, now
that
goes back.
Year low. You know, I'm going to point my finger at the hunters, and that goes back to what we've got going on from a lot of political process is people not engaged. The hunters should have been engaged in the process a little bit more. When you don't have a single hunter stand up and voice their concerns and their opinions, well, is there a little disconnect? Why? Why is there a disconnect? Did they not know about the hearings, or were people that disinterested, or we'll take care of it, it'll be fine, whatever, Game and Fish will be fine? No, they need your input on those.
Here's why I bring it up. There's folks concerned, upset, disappointed that the tags aren't where they are, and obviously you can't do anything about Mother Nature. Nobody's got a crystal ball there, but you can do something about adding your voice to the fact that you like it, and when hearings are going on, engage. So that's what I think is important. Let's get back to the phones at 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Dan and Hickson is next on What's On Your Mind. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, I just have three comments to make about one of the subjects we're talking about today, and that is that gentleman that got in trouble for saying a prayer on the school bus, the bus driver. I think anybody that listens to the news realizes that it is open season on Christians around the world. I mean, you look at what is happening to the Coptic Christians in Egypt, the Syrian Christians, and the pastor that is, you know, in prison in Iran, or Christians in Pakistan. It's open season on Christians around the world. And I wonder how soon it's going to reach the United States. It's almost here. And this is a prime example of, you know, maybe open season on Christians in America. I mean, all this pastor was doing was saying a prayer, you know, and he's in trouble. And that's sad. And, you know, we think we have religious freedom. It's being taken away. You look at the history of our country, and the history of our country, you know, we are a Christian nation. I know Obama says that we're not, but historically we have been a Christian nation.
Dan says open season on Christians. Do you agree or disagree with that, folks? Let us know at 800-228-0550. Thanks for the call, Dan. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Bill in Carrington. Bill, what's on your mind today?
Okay, Mr. Kreil, he talks about the bad winters killed all the coyotes killed all the deer. But the coyotes have a real big play in our deer population. And the Game and Fish Department still has the stance that the only way you should kill a coyote is probably by blowing a whistle and see if you can get him to come up to you. Yeah, my opinion is if you see a coyote, you kill it. I don't care if you have to run over it. I don't care how you do it. South Dakota has it. Montana has it. Wyoming has it. But North Dakota has the stance that, no, we got to treat these coyotes with respect. During those bad winters that Mr. Kreil was talking about, I seen a lot of real skinny deer. I shot a few coyotes. I never seen a skinny coyote. Why doesn't he explain that?
So you think we should open up the hunting for coyotes a little bit further?
I know we should open it up a little further, or it is going to let them get a license this year. It's going to get a lot worse. He talks about the reproduction of deer that they did. It was a real low reproduction. The reason it's a real low reproduction is because they only get one fawn is all they can possibly keep. They have three. The coyotes will definitely get two of them.
And here's an idea, Bill, and this is what I do. When I'm out hunting, I always have, if I'm pheasant hunting or waterfowl hunting, I always have a long gun with me, just in case I see a coyote. You know, we've got 44,000 hunters coming to North Dakota. Dual-purpose hunt. Take a coyote.
100% right. And then another thing that a lot of the people today won't probably do is buy that fur bearer's license. But if you get caught killing a coyote without a fur bearer's license, they've got some horrendous fines out there now, which is another thing. If you see a coyote, you should kill it, period. I don't care if you got a license. I don't care what you got.
Well, pick up that fur bearer's license, and when you're out in the field, make sure you have that gun just in case you see a coyote, because it's always a good idea, especially when you're out in western North Dakota, in central North Dakota, where there's a lot more cattle herds and a lot more animal agriculture. You know, that's how you build relationships with landowners, is helping them out by reducing that coyote population. Bill, thanks for the phone call. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennick. If you want to weigh in on some of our topics, also coming up at the bottom of the hour, North Dakota Public Service Commissioner Brian Kulk. We're going to be chatting with him, some veteran previews around North Dakota, some American Legion events, as well as some energy issues also with him coming up. In the meantime, you can weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Annan.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio, get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio, get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them. And it'll lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hennon. Give us a ring. It's 701-258-0550. It's your platform to sound off here, folks. 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Tomorrow it's a Normal or Nuts Friday. Looking forward to that.
Is it Normal or Nuts that I'm driving halfway across the country to bring a dog out to get bread?
That's nuts.
People would say that's nuts.
Also, I think it's also nuts that some North Dakota stores are joining the Black Friday creep into Thanksgiving. That's a bit nuts. I think Chris Christie being elected governor of New Jersey for a second term, immediately coupled with all kinds of hysteria over him as a presidential contender is a bit nuts. But
why is that nuts, Scott?
Save all that for tomorrow. I just don't, anytime somebody gets... Well, it's nuts because New Jersey, number one, is not a Republican state, and he just got elected to a second term with a big margin. So, you know, immediately people go, oh, now he's a presidential candidate. Guy's never said he's interested in being president, never said I want to be president. There's just all this hysteria around it. You know, so...
Hillary Clinton's never said she wants to be president, has she?
I'm kind of done with the Northeast Republicans, I guess is what I'm getting at. I don't think a candidate like Chris Christie, who's, by the way, rock solid. I mean, I like the guy. But New Jersey does not make the United States. So, anyway, that's just... We'll save it for normal nuts for
tomorrow. Yeah, pick a North Dakota.
FDA has banned artery-clogging trans fats. You think that's normal or nuts? We are loaded for bear tomorrow. Anyway, back to the phones here at 701-258-0550. James in Alexandria, you're on the What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, I guess so what I'd like to say is that people of North Dakota should just relax about the deer tag situation. We did have a long winter. There was winter that had ice on lakes still at May 15th, and then it was a very wet, wet spring. But basically, what I've seen happen in my state, just bordering your state, is we used to get 4 does a year plus a buck. Well, that was decimating the population of deer. You should manage the land. If you shoot a doe, watch out, because if you don't shoot a doe will have two. Any doe that's more than a year old, it'll have two fawns a year. As far as the coyotes getting one of them, that's got a point. But we coyote in western Minnesota, and I see what happens to a coyote. Mother Nature always finds a way. If you put a real hurt in the coyotes, and the coyotes know that there is pressure on and predation there, their population will actually explode, and they will have more pups come the next spring. And I've seen that happen where we shoot 375 coyotes in Douglas County, Grant County, and the population of coyotes explode the following spring. So you got to be careful because Mother Nature always finds a way. But the deer population, I think, will come back. You got to give it a chance, though, and you can't kill everything out there on your land.
Now, I am curious where you gained this much insight to the psyche of the coyotes. That's pretty good. You're saying you step up thinning the coyote population and they go into hyperdrive reproductive mode?
That's true. And it happens. Mother Nature always finds a way. In our state, we have people that are down on the wolf hunting. And the bottom line is the wolf, up until last year, they knew they weren't being hunted. And the wolf were exploding. Now that the wolf know that they're being hunted, it just kind of vanished. They're peekaboo. They're gone. You're not going to see them like you used to see them because they know they're being hunted. But all of the Mother Nature finds a way with deer, coyote. And coyote, I've seen it happen. If there is a bunch of predation, they know that they have pressure on, they're being predated on, they will actually have more pups come that spring. I've seen the population explode, and it baffles you, but it happens.
Thanks for the phone call, James. Let's get to Lance and Mandan. Lance, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just getting a kick out of the Black Friday comment because I was informed that you can't call it that anymore. It's called the event. might offend someone.
Oh, please.
Did the ACLU get involved in that one?
I have no idea, but I am not going to name the retailer, but I know there's a retailer that's a national chain. They aren't calling it Black Friday anymore. They're calling it the event, if I'm not mistaken. It just
like someday they're not going to call it Christmas anymore, right?
Well, pretty much. You hate to offend anybody because somebody might get mad, you know.
Well, I mean, look, obviously Black Friday refers to the fact that it's good for retailers. They make their whole year with a black ink on Good Friday, yeah. And the idea that there's any racial connotation there is just stupidity at its finest.
Yeah, there was absolutely zero racial to that when that came about. It's, yeah, if you call it the Red Thursday or something, then who are you going to irritate then? You know, I mean, it's referring to the ink, not the color of anybody's skin that's shopping or not shopping or whatever. So
are you a fan of the stores opening up that early?
Not necessarily. I work all the time, so it doesn't matter, but I don't. No.
I got to tell you, I struggle with it a little bit, Lance, from this standpoint. I mean, can anything be sacred? I would hope that, you know, you'd pick a few kind of times where you just say, hey, tradition is such. No, we're not going to go there. So that there's a part of me that's old school that loves that. On the other hand, it's, you know, I don't have to shop, right? I mean, yep. you empathize for people that that have to work it, but they don't have to work retail. They don't have to work at that particular store. They, you know, certainly a lot of employment opportunities in North Dakota. But I do just kind of the old school. Scott says, my gosh, you'd think you could just draw a line at some point, and the idea of this Black Friday creep into Thanksgiving is a little disappointing. Did we lose him? I think we did.
Lance must be gone.
Lost Lance. Well, anyway, yeah. Agree or disagree, let us know. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Andrew, by the way, on this bus driver debate on the Facebook page, said we asked the question whether or not he should have been fired. Andrew says, absolutely not. He should be commended that someone actually cares enough to spend time and care about the kids. So many bus drivers only drive a bus and don't care to be involved in the lives of those on the bus. So there's a radical opinion. Wants the guy to get a bonus.
I commend him. You know what? He's affecting change and a positivity in children's lives, and there's too much of that lacking nowadays. Like I said, you know, when I was riding the bus, when I was in elementary school, bus driver knew every student. They knew every kid. They knew their siblings. They knew their parents. They had a relationship. They were an extension of the school, and an extension of that fostering of children to raise them upright and oversight. You know, you didn't have, at least back when I was going to school, you didn't have the same bullying issues on buses that you see today.
Paul says it may be splitting hairs, but praying for the kids is different than leading the kids in prayer. And he wasn't silently himself praying for the kids. He was saying, okay, let's sing a song and let's pray. But he's out as a Burnsville bus driver. And that debate continues to wage on our Facebook page. If you want to get there, go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. Real easy link to the What's On Your Mind Facebook page. Love your feedback. Veterans in our focus when we come back. Don't go away, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation. The famous author and investigator, Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room. Information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Monday is Veterans Day, and it is the day we celebrate veterans and their contribution to fighting for our freedom. But you know what? Every day is Veterans Day at places like American Legions around the country and around the state, and we're pleased to be joined today by the incoming commander of the North Dakota American Legion, Don Wibley, and Brian Kalk, Semper Fi, and a Marine. Of course, Brian has day job, a Public Service Commission member in North Dakota, but very active in veterans issues. And we want to spend a little time today talking on the program about American Legions, what they do all year long, every single day, and also get under the hood a little bit to try and understand why it is most of the membership is veterans of wars, you know, many decades ago, rather than current conflicts. Of course, Iraq, Afghanistan, and the war on terror, and see if we can't spark a little renaissance in the membership of American Legions. Don, Brian, nice to have you on What's on Your Mind. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us on, Scott and Steve.
Yeah, thank you. You're glad to be here.
So, Don, describe the vision of American Legions in the as we sit here on the cusp of the 2013 Veterans Days. What's the state of the American Legion organization and the clubs themselves?
I would say that we are sitting here as the largest veterans organization here in the world, in North Dakota also, and we're here to help take care of the veterans and the veterans' families. And upcoming Veterans Day, certainly a time that we were ready to acknowledge that and have our celebrations and such.
You know, Don, we've got by far per capita the number one state for military service here in North Dakota. That's an extension when those men and women get out of the service, and that's where the Legion steps in. And organizations like the Legion are so valuable in a state like North Dakota, stepping up and filling that void when that service time is completed. So, what's the role on post service for the Legion and for those veterans coming back?
We certainly are there to help the veteran, like the veterans to come join our American Legion. You know, they join for different reasons. You know, 60% are here to, as an American Legion's as a spokesperson for in Washington and as a veterans organizations. And so we are here to help the veterans and families.
Scott and Steve, I could just jump in a little bit. This is Brian. The, you know, I go back to when I first got back from Iraq. I was somehow heard about the American Legion convention up in Minot. And so I just thought I would just go. So I just walked in there, and Don was the first guy that met me. He welcomed me to the post. And I think that for me and where we're at now with the young veterans is that, you know, the American Legion, the guys and gals that have been in the Legion for many years, they remember what it was like to be in the military. They've made the transition to the civilian life, and they really can be that conduit of knowledge and information. You know, we've got challenges with suicide, quite honestly, in the military. And sometimes you got younger veterans, they talk with an older veteran and through the Legion. It can be help them with some of their personal issues, help them find a job. And I know that, you know, I'm 47, Don's, I think, closing in on 60, and we're really trying to get that next generation of veterans involved where NDSU just started a post 400 right on campus. And today, Commander Kachina, the current commander, is up at University of North Dakota. They're starting a veterans group post 401 at UND. So trying to get that next generations of people involved. But I think the role of the Legion and the VFW and all the other ones is that conduit of brotherhood and fellowship that you know, will certainly help with policy, but it's people that have been there before. They can help deal with, you know, when folks come back from what the wars and the transition. But also for the older guys, too, I know that, you know, it gets pretty exciting when they start seeing new guys coming to the posts.
Is it a tough sell, Brian, getting, you know, vets of Iraq and Afghanistan, younger vets, to join the American Legion?
You know, Scott, I don't think the sell is tough as far as getting them to know it's important, but it just seems like the time constraints upon families. I know for myself, it wasn't until my daughter graduated from high school that I got more settled down in my career that I actually had time to do some of the Legion things. So I think it's just there's so many time pulls on younger people now, and maybe they're not as committed to their communities they grew up in. There's not the you know, when you live in Fargo or Bismarck, you tend to get caught up in all that's going on. So I don't think they don't believe, but it is, to Scott, it's tough. And that's where the success the Legion's had recently with NDSU and UND, and I know they've been working on in Bismarck and Minot, but that's where Don can talk about maybe some of the things they do with the younger groups. But we got to sell them on it's important.
Do you have a question or comment for Don Wibley, incoming commander of North Dakota American Legion, or Brian Kulk, Legion member? You can give us a call at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Kurt in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, fellas. Great program.
Hey, thanks, Kurt. Thanks for calling in.
I can't thank you enough and the American Legion for the things that you do. Unfortunately, I don't think that you get enough coverage and you know, we're a media-driven world, but you couldn't be given enough coverage for the things that you mean to the veterans from many wars. And from our tribal veterans that I deal with quite a bit myself, I want to personally thank you on your openness and always your fellowship and brotherhood within the Legion when it comes to nothing more than serving this country in time of need. And you are an unbelievable operation, and I hope people take the time to see what you're doing and support your programs. And I just wanted to thank you.
Kurt, give us a few examples. What does the Legion mean to you?
The Legion, I primarily, my commander would know that my father-in-law, the Legion in Newtown, for example, is named after him. He was a veteran killed during Vietnam. And as you know, many of our, we have a high per capita of veterans of military service on reservation. And they provide a place where people know they can go to, will be treated with respect, with understanding, and there's a fellowship there that never leaves them. I'm sure that the commander and Brian will tell you that when it comes to things like funeral services and veterans affairs, we take that very seriously, and the American Legion is always there and hand in hand and trying to help, especially now when we have so many coming back that are wounded, doing whatever we can to help their family or help them in the time of need, and they do whatever they can do, and they go beyond that.
Well, thank you, Kurt. This is Brian again. I think you kind of hit on that. You know, the Legion has been doing great things for many years. And just I'll throw out there, the email is info@ndlegion.org if anybody listening and wants to join one of the posts. But what I see is that, you know, all the things that you're talking about, there's been a generation ahead of me that's been doing it. And it's time for my generation, the people in their 40s, to start taking part in some of these funeral details, because the guys and gals aren't getting any younger. And then if we can get that generation of 20 and 30-year-olds involved, because it's that we've got such a great core of veterans that they're seniors. They've been pulling the plow for decades, and we got to get that my generation and younger involved. And that's really, I want to thank Scott and Steve for having us on, because to get the awareness, because we've got to keep passing that torch down. And Don, I mean, would you think agree with that? I guess you're out there a lot doing a lot of these funerals.
I certainly agree with that, and I thank you too for calling, Kurt. And when you talk Newtown, yeah, we were up there for fall meetings, and we're up there again next spring. A very patriotic bunch up there, a good group of people. Our president of the auxiliary right now is Marla Sobel, and she's from Newtown, so very active group up there. When we speak about the American Legion family, we get the auxiliary and Sons of the American Legion involved with that. Thanks again for your nice, good words there.
Thanks for the call, Kurt. Mike and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Mike.
I'd sure like to, as a veteran myself, I'd sure like to see Veterans Day made a national holiday. Just for the simple fact, whenever Veterans Day comes up, I always have to call it, either take a sick day or a vacation day to take in all the observances and the festivities and stuff. And I've always had to do that, and it'd just sure be nice to take a holiday. I don't have to get paid for it. I mean, we don't need to get paid for it, but just take a day so we can do it without risk of losing our jobs and stuff. You know, there's a lot of these employers out here are pretty stickler about that, you know.
Well, Mike, I'd sure agree with that, and I think that the good thing about North Dakota is most places in North Dakota still really respect Veterans Day, but, boy, I think that you sure get the Legion behind you in something like that.
Well, I'm a member, too, of Wilton up there, and I've always been lifelong since I got out of service in Vietnam and stuff, and I enjoy it. I enjoy the meetings, the festivities, everything we do. So we're doing a good job, I think.
Mike, thanks for weighing in. Thanks for the phone call. You know, with the Legion, you talk a little bit about bringing in your generation, those younger generations. Is it more important to connect with those generations to give them the support, or is it more important to have those generations step up to support the Legion?
Boy, I think it's both ways, Steve. I know that, you know, for me, I feel like the sense of, you know, it's responsibility to help out, but I tell you, I get as much from being involved in the Legion family as they might get from me helping out. And I think it's a two-way street, really. It's like Don talked about. It's that family, that closeness, that the young veteran really is going to look for the older veteran for mentorship, and the older veteran's going to look for the energy that young veteran's going to bring to the organization.
What kind of percentage do the younger vets join at, Don? I mean, if you compared, for instance, after Vietnam or Korea, the percentage of vets that came back and then joined the American Legion versus the conflicts in the War on Terror. I mean, is it half? Is it 10%? What number?
I don't really have any idea right now exact numbers, but I know it was a tough run there for after the Vietnam era. You know, as the way they were welcomed home for them to get joining, and again now. The young veterans have families, and they're trying to buy homes, get jobs, and get steady. It's hard for them to get involved, so I don't really have any specific numbers on that. On those kind of.
Glad to hear about the activity on NDSU and UND's campus, though, that you mentioned earlier, Brian. That's great. Rick and Minot for our guests, talking about the American Legion and what they do ahead of Veterans Day today on the program, and welcome your calls or comments at 800-228-0550. Rick, go ahead for our guests. Rick, are you there? All right. I don't know if we lost our connection to Rick. We'll try to see if he's still there. Rick and Minot calling in today for our guests. Don Wibley, who's the incoming commander of the North Dakota American Legion, and Brian Kalk. And Don, I understand, like Brian, you're a veteran of the Marines, huh?
That's correct, yes. They were looking for a few good men.
And then they like found those. Don and I, Scott, just so you know.
Nothing like those leathernecks, by golly. Best of the best.
Scott, if I could throw one more thought out there, too, that Don and his group have really been working hard on is Boys and Girls State. It's a big program of the North Dakota Legion. They run in the summer up at UND for the girls and down at School of Science for the boys. But one of the things that Don and the crowd have been working on is actually getting some high school credit for Boys and Girls State. And so that's one thing that the Legion's really trying to work out now is to get the school counselors available and get the kids back in Boys and Girls State, because we've got, you know, I think Congressman Kramer and both our senators and governors who come out of Boys and Girls State. So it's a really feature program of the Legion that we're really trying to turn back around. We had some low numbers here a few years ago, but trying to get a big push back and get that young kids to the Boys and Girls State.
Don, as incoming
any
commander.
Any questions or comments, Scott? Sorry, any questions or comments for our guests from the American Legion? Certainly welcome. Sounds like Steve's got another question for Don. We'll do that right after the break. If you want to give a shout-out to all the good things American Legion is doing, ask any questions about the effort, we welcome your calls, questions, or comments for our guests. Don Wibley, incoming commander, North Dakota American Legion. Brian Kalk, 800-228-0550. More after this on What's
You're
on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about my friend Bruce Anker and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. For decades now, Legacy Steel has been the leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. The factory design, the detailed engineering of every building ensures it'll last a lifetime. Legacy Steel specializes in high-quality construction of industrial, commercial, residential, agriculture, and government buildings. And the service you'll receive before, during, and after the process is the true measure of an honest, reliable American company's performance. You're going to love Legacy Steel. They'll build it on time, on budget, and done right. No questions they can't answer, no problems they won't solve, absolutely no project they cannot handle. So give yourself a break and accept the quality and appreciation you deserve from Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620 is the number to get it done right. 800-237-9620, or check them out online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Available only at HempUSA.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
In your mind, I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you'd like to call in, talk to Don Wibley, incoming commander, North Dakota American Legion, and Brian Kalk from PSC, also a member of the American Legion. Rick in Minot, fortunately we lost him. Let's go to Byron on I-94. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. As I mentioned to the screener, I'm a past department commander in South Dakota. And we see the same issues down there. The young veterans are tied up with families and finding new jobs and this and that. So they're not joining as fast as the veterans from World War II, World War I, Korea joined. But we've taken the position that if we can be there to help them through the crises that they have now, we hope someday they'll think about the American Legion and maybe decide to give back to what to the community and what was given to them. And we're sure thankful for all their service, and that we want to be there to help them through the issues that they have, young soldiers have, coming back from the wars.
Interesting. Byron, appreciate the call. Thanks for the shout-out. Callie Craddock is the commander of the North Dakota chapter, NDSU chapter of the American Legion, and Brian mentioned earlier that this was a good sign. That's, you know, some efforts were underway to get more of the younger members involved, and obviously campus posts for the American Legion. Great way to do that. And Callie, thanks for joining us.
Yes. Well, thank you guys so much for having me on this morning. I so appreciate it.
Yeah, so tell us about NDSU's organization. How's things going?
Well, so far, so good. We're just coming up on our year birthday, actually, this month. We've been busy. We still don't have necessarily the membership we were hoping for by this fall. We're still about 50 strong. Our goal is 75. We are open to anybody that's affiliated with NDSU as far as faculty, staff, students, and alumni. However, we really kind of marketed towards the younger generation of veterans. Our median age right now is actually 24. So we're pretty young. And doing a lot of community involvement and volunteerism as far as campus-wide and community-wide.
Here's a question I have, Callie. You know, the previous caller mentioned this. Both Don and Brian have mentioned that, you know, vets today come back. They have young families. They're busy. They're, you know, building their lives. How is that different, though, than World War II vets that came back at, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21 years of age and had families? I get that that would be one of the constraints against the membership. They have busy lives and everything else, but I don't see how that's different than previous generations of vets that came back and joined. You know, why do you think there is a disconnect for younger vets in joining organizations like the American Legion?
You know, I think there's such a stress with the younger generation to go out and get an education and hurry up and get a job and prove that you're going to be successful as a veteran in the community that we get so focused on that. Okay, let's go back to school. Okay, let's get a job. And there really isn't that stress to, okay, let's group together and make sure we're all okay. Let's take care of each other. Where in the past, there was so many more veterans specifically with World War II coming back that needed each other to get through things. And more veterans were out of communities where, you know, at NDSU, yes, we're this large community, but it's hard to find veterans that are like you with a campus full of 14,000 students. So it really just took someone saying, hey, let's hang together. Let's show that we're still, you know, a whole bunch of brothers and sisters in arms. Let's promote this. And now we're trying to embrace the culture that the previous veterans made with the Legion. It's just our turn to make sure that we don't let the culture die.
You know, Callie, what are some of the struggles you have getting enrollment at NDSU? We just heard the story about the ROTC program, which is a military arm at NDSU, mm-hmm. is going to be continued, which must lend itself to your membership as well.
You know, we don't actually pull that many people out of ROTC just because there isn't a huge number of ROTC members in our prior service. But that's an important part of the NDSU culture. I mean, it's pretty huge to lose ROTC. Or, you know, to have that going around saying we're going to lose a significant portion of our climate. And it's also tough for the veterans on campus saying, okay, well, maybe the state and the community isn't as pro-veteran as everybody likes to think. So it was tough culture-wise, emotionally. Now that's saying that's great. But as far as like our membership weakness, it's hard to break people away from their normal lives. I mean, we haven't really had to focus on getting involved, and that's what we're really trying to do with the Legion. Making sure that, hey, this is a great outlet to take care of each other. You don't need to go through this by yourself. And, you know, as soldiers and sailors, airmen, we've all been trained, okay, you need to take care of yourself. Make sure you're recognizing if you're having issues. Well, sometimes it takes your battle buddy to do that for you, too. And that's what we're trying to promote. And I hope we get more members. We definitely want some more members here on campus. And I'm hoping to embrace some more alumni here as well.
John in North Dakota, last call for our guests. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yes. I'm a past department commander of the American Legion, and I had a call earlier where they were wanting to move November 11th back up to the Monday holiday with all other federal holidays. During my term as department commander, we were lobbying at the legislature to have November 11th on the 11th because way back when I was commander, we had a lot of World War One veterans, and that name was, it used to be called Armistice Day. And they were insistent, although I agree with what the proposal is now, I represented those World War One veterans as the department commander, and we got it moved from the Monday to the actual day, November 11th, when the armistice was signed, and it's been that way ever since.
Good story, John. Thanks for sharing. Don Wively, Brian Kalk, American Legion members, Callie Craddock, NDSU commander, thank you all. God bless the veterans of this great country.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Chuck now.
I called National Mortgage Connection too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With the record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.